Where's Joe?
Day off. So we have Greg on and our president. I think that's Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
You guys have come back before to see things slip away.
Yeah, it's sitting here 10 minutes after the game. It's regardless, it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's you know, it's just kind of a perfect storm against us, and everything they shot went in, whether it was, you know, we put one in, you know, the first one we put in, and they get it, you know, the kid makes a good tip that goes in the perfect spot, all of a sudden it's a tie game, and then, you know, you give up a rush, and the one, that was a really good shot, you know, the one by Dzingel, or at the fifth one, and all of a sudden now we're chasing it. That happens. It's, you know, this team does a heck of a job. They close out a lot of games. Once in a while, you don't. And it's really unfortunate we didn't, because, you know, some guys had a really good effort. Obviously, the Cirelli line was outstanding, and good to see those guys, you know, put some pucks in the net for us, and because they've earned that, and now they're getting rewarded. Well, it's just because you don't know where the pucks are going, and so that's, you know, really, you have to check, you have to box out, you have to have team sticks and stuff like that. But it was, you know, bottom line is, we had a 4-2 lead going into the third, and really comfortable with the way we were playing, and so it was, as I said, it's a tough pill to swallow, but. 82. Sometimes that's going to happen.
What's it like to have Hedman back?
It was good. It's just hard. You miss a couple weeks. I missed 7 games or whatever it was. And you got his legs, but the timing, it takes some time to get back. And but, you know, it was one heck of a rush he had on his goal. But he, you know, you just got to get the win. You got to get everything back when you take time off and not play the games. But, he did well.
So Matthew Joseph in particular, mm-hmm. talked so much about how he had all those chances early in the season, he just wasn't going in for him.
Yeah.
Just an example of a young player who knows how to score, just figuring out how to score here.
No, I don't know. It's hard to. My thing with that is, if you're doing all the right things and you're getting chances and chances and chances, eventually they're going to go in. And so there are probably plays he made that should have went in the net that didn't, and then all of a sudden plays that maybe don't go in the net do. That's just the way it works, and this was one of those nights, and all the times he's been plugging away trying to get some, he got rewarded tonight. And I'm a big believer, you keep putting yourself in the right position, good things are going to happen, and that's what he's doing.
How much was his second goal really a goal scorer's goal?
It was too, because it was so from that angle, you know, second period we have a really good view from the bench, and I didn't see anything. All of a sudden it was in the net. Jeez, that was a heck of a shot. So it was nice.
Any long term concern with Strowman or Ernie?
What do you consider long term?
More than a week.
Hope not.
Sorry. Okay. Thanks, Coop. Yeah, bro.